The Ugly Duckling, Part 3. "They are afraid of me because I'm ugly," he said. So he closed his eyes and flew still farther until he came out on a large moor inhabited by wild ducks. Here he remained the whole night, feeling very tired and sorrowful. In the morning, when the wild ducks rose in the air, they stared at their new comrade. "What sort of a duck are you?" they all said, coming round him. He bowed to them and was as polite as he could be, but he didn't reply to their question. "You are exceedingly ugly," said the wild ducks, "but that will not matter if you don't want to marry one of your family." Poor thing, he had no thoughts of marriage. All he wanted was permission to lie among the rushes and drink some of the water on the moor. After he had been on the moor 2 days, there came 2 wild geese, or rather goslings, for they had not been out of the egg long and were very saucy. "Listen, friend," said one of them to the duckling, "you are so ugly that we like you very well. Will you go with us and become a bird of passage? Not far from here is another moor, and which there are some pretty wild geese. Is all unmarried. It is a chance for you to get a wife. You may be lucky, ugly as you are." Pop, pop sounded in the air, and the 2 wild geese fell dead among the rushes, and the water was tinged with blood. Pop, pop, echoed far and wild in the distance, and whole flocks of wild geese rose up from the rushes. The sound continued from every direction, for the sportsmen surrounded the moor, and some were even seated on branches of trees overlooking the rushes. The blue smoke from the guns rose like clouds over the dark trees, and as it floated away across the water, a number of sporting dogs bounded in among the rushes, which bent beneath them wherever they went. How they terrified the poor duckling! He turned away his head to hide it under his wing, and at the same moment a large terrible dog passed quite near him. His jaws were open, his tongue hung from his mouth, and his eyes glared fearfully. He thrust his nose close to the duckling, showing his sharp teeth, and then, splash, splash, he went into the water without touching him. "Oh," sighed the duckling, "how thankful I am for being so ugly. Even a dog will not bite me." And so he lay quite still while the shot rattled through the rushes and gun after gun was fired over him. It was late in the day before he came quiet, and even then the poor young thing didn't dare to move. He waited quietly for several hours and then, after looking carefully around him, hastened away from the moor as fast as he could. He ran over field and meadow till a storm arose and he could hardly struggle against it. Towards evening, he reached a poor little cottage that seemed ready to fall and only remained standing because it couldn't decide on which side to fall first. The storm continued so violent that the duckling could go no farther. He sat down by the cottage, and then he noticed that the door was not quite closed in consequence of one of the hinges having given away. There was, therefore, a narrow opening near the bottom, large enough for him to slip through, which he did very quietly and got a shelter for the night. A woman, a tomcat, and a hen lived in this cottage. The tomcat, whom the mistress called "my little son," was a great favorite. He could raise his back and purr, and could even throw out sparks from his fur if it were stroked the wrong way. The hen had very short legs, so she was called Cheeky Short Legs. She laid good eggs, and her mistress loved her as if she had been her own child. In the morning, the strange visitor was discovered, and the tomcat began to purr, and the hen to cluck. That's all for today. Thank you. Wait for the continuation tomorrow evening.